This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're going to turn now from tipping to wages. The federal minimum wage now stands at $7.25. The Senate will likely vote on a proposal to increase that to $10.10, though the idea faces opposition in the House. We wanted to know what that extra money would mean. Sadeh Gebrselassie is an attorney for the National Employment Law Project and supports raising the minimum wage. Welcome to Marketplace Money.
Thanks so much for having me, Lizzie.
Lay out for me the difference that a raise in the minimum wage would make.
It would make a tremendous difference. And just to give your listeners some context, the minimum wage right now is $7.25 an hour. So that's about $15,000 a year, assuming full-time work. The proposal is to raise it to $10.10, which is about $20,000 a year for full-time work. So, you know, $20,000 a year is still not a princely sum, but it's a significant increase for, you know, the roughly 28 million workers who will benefit. What it means concretely for that workers is that they'll actually have a little more disposable income to spend on basic necessities. When you put wages, more money into the pockets of low-income workers, they're going to go out there and spend it immediately because they have to on basic necessities like food, clothing. And that helps local businesses that rely on that spending to stay afloat.
There is some data from the Congressional Budget Office that says if you go up to 10-10, that could eliminate about 500,000 jobs from the economy. Mm-hmm. What do you say to that?
So that CBO report, which came out a couple weeks ago, you know, it's important to note it didn't do any independent economic analysis at all. What it did was just review the literature out there, and there's a lot of literature on minimum wage, and in its words, synthesize the research. So it actually gave a range of no job loss to a million jobs lost and then just picked 500,000 as a midpoint. And in fact, it acknowledged that the most rigorous studies, the ones that find no evidence of job loss, in the CBO's own words, were good studies, were well done studies. So, I mean, I think, you know, I know that the CBO report got a lot of attention, but again, it's just not borne out by the economic research.
Let's get into the personal aspects of it.
Yeah.
To, I think, some listeners, $3 might not sound like a big difference. What does the difference of $3 mean to someone who is working minimum wage?
Right. So it's a significant sum, a huge sum in terms of the percentage, because workers, minimum wage workers, are making such low wages. So it is a significant increase for them. And it means, you know, it's important to note that, contrary to myth, these are not teen workers anymore, right? I mean, 88% of workers who would benefit from a minimum wage increase are over the age of 20. Many of them are supporting families. And because our economy has shifted to this very low-wage service sector economy, where the jobs that we're growing are disproportionately in industries like retail, fast food, home health care, childcare, where median pay is less than $10 an hour, but where more and more Americans are going to be spending their careers in, a minimum wage increase has a tremendous impact on the ability of these workers and their families to survive in a 21st century economy.
Sadeh Gebrselassie is an attorney with the National Employment Law Project. Thank you for talking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
If the federal minimum wage goes up, those salaries will be paid by employers. So we wanted to get a business perspective on this issue, in particular, small business. John Arnsmeyer is the founder and CEO of the Small Business Majority. Welcome to Marketplace Money.
Good to be here.
From a small business perspective, what would raising the minimum wage do?
Well, the first thing it would do was it would ensure that there's more money in our economy so that people can buy small business products and services. It's the old Henry Ford adage. He wanted to pay his employees enough so they could buy his cars. The second thing it would do is that it would reduce the pressure on public assistance programs. And the third thing it would do, it would ensure that business owners who want to pay a fair wage can't be undercut by their competitor down the street.
Your organization is supportive of a minimum wage increase, but there are others, the National Federation of Independent Business, which is not. They say, look, if there is money going into increasing employees' salaries, that money is going to come out of the business somewhere else. What do you say to that?
Well, we released a scientific poll 2 weeks ago, and this is a poll of small businesses across the board, showing that 57% support raising the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. And interestingly, a smaller subsample of restaurant and retail owners said that 61% of them supported increasing the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. The other thing we found that was interesting was that 82% of the businesses said they already paid more than the minimum wage. So we find strong support for raising the minimum wage, and we find that, in fact, most small businesses are paying more than the minimum wage anyway.
Is there an argument to be made that some businesses, you know, if they're increasing the money that they're paying their employees, it puts too much pressure on their payrolls and they might not make it?
Well, there are a number of studies that have been done looking at effects of raising the minimum wage in the past and projecting into the future, and none of them suggest that there's any decrease in jobs. In fact, a recent study showed that the increasing the minimum wage would put $22 billion into the economy. There's no evidence that it would increase prices any more than inflation. So we really don't have any evidence of this. What we have evidence of is that in order to maintain a thriving middle-class-based economy, you have to have money circulating through the economy, and you have to pay people enough so that they can buy products and services.
John Arnsmeyer is the founder and CEO of the Small Business Majority. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Lizzie. Good to be here.
We reached out to the National Federation of Independent Business for comment. As of showtime, we hadn't heard back from them. And we're going to continue our conversation about the minimum wage in upcoming shows and hear from folks who say raising it would cost the economy too much.